Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger, or messing around with your clothes, body or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says in his famous commentary Tafsir Kabir, "There are several reasons why Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed the exact day of Laylatul Qadr. He Azza wa Jal has concealed many things, such as his pleasure in obedience, so that people perform every form of worship, his wrath in sins, so that people avoid every single sin, his saints among his servants, so that people respect every single person, the fulfillment of supplication in making supplications, so that people make supplications abundantly, the Ism-i-Azam amongst his names, so that people respect every name, and the Salat-i-Wusta among the salah, so that people offer all the salah. Likewise, the acceptance of repentance has been kept secret, so that people always repent for their sins, and the time of death has also been kept secret, so that people always fear it. Similarly, Laylatul Qadr has been kept secret, so that people respect all the nights of Ramadan. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says to his servants, "I know you're daring about sins. If I had declared a particular night as Laylatul Qadr, and if you had committed sins knowingly, even at this sacred night due to your lust, it would be more severe than committing sins unknowingly." According to a narration, once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam entered the masjid, where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw a man sleeping inside. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "O Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wake him up so that he can perform wudu." Having awoken the man, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, usually you prefer to perform righteous deeds. Why did you not wake him up yourself?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "I did not do so, because his refusing you is not kufr. I did it to reduce his crime." It is an example of the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Considering this hadith, imagine the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says, "If you were aware to which night Laylatul Qadr is and worshipped in it, you would gain more reward than 1,000 months. Worship, but if you had sinned in it, you would have been punished for 1,000 months, and protection from punishment is better than earning reward." It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says, "I kept this night secret so that people would struggle hard to acquire it and earn reward for their struggles." Since people are unaware as to which night Laylatul Qadr is, they will try to worship Allah Azza wa Jal every night of Ramadan in search of Laylatul Qadr. Referring to these people, Allah Azza wa Jal admonished the angels, "You used to say that these humans will fight and shed blood, but look, these are their efforts and struggles in a night that could be Laylatul Qadr. They are not certain of it. So, what would they have done if I had told them the exact night? In other words, they would worship even more abundantly. This is the secret to the answer that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to the angels when He Azza wa Jal said to them, translation from Kanzul Iman, I am going to place a caliph in the earth. The angels replied, translation from Kanzul Iman, they said, will you place such who will spread violence and shed blood in it? And we glorify you, commending you and sanctify you. Then He Azza wa Jal said, translation from Kanzul Iman, He Azza wa Jal said, I know what you know not. Thus, the secret behind the statement has been revealed. Laylatul Qadr has been kept secret for numerous reasons so that the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal spend the whole year looking for it and constantly striving to earn the reward of worships. There is a wide divergence of opinion amongst the honorable scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala regarding the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Some scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala say that Laylatul Qadr moves throughout the year. For example, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, only the man who searches carefully throughout the year for Laylatul Qadr will be able to find it. Favoring the foregoing saying, Imam al-Arifin Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, once I found Laylatul Qadr on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at, and in another year I found it on the 19th night of Sha'ban. I have also seen it on the 13th and the 18th nights of Ramadan. Further, in different years, I have seen it on each of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also says that though Laylatul Qadr mostly falls in Ramadan, in my experience, it falls on different nights of the year. So, it isn't the same every year. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. In the Madani environment of Da'wat-e-Islami, many blessings take place during Ramadan's i'tikaf. Islamic brothers and sisters gain the blessings of performing i'tikaf in masajid and homes respectively around the world. Here is a faith-refreshing event for persuasion. A young Islamic brother who is responsible for qafilas in the district Liaquatpur, Division Rahim Yar Khan, Punjab, Pakistan, gave the following account. I was a film addict to such an extent that I had watched virtually half of the VCDs in the VCD shop of our village. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I was blessed with the opportunity to perform i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1422 Hijri 2001, at Madani Masjid in my village. Words cannot express the blessings of the company of the Prophet's devotees of Dawat-e-Islami. On the 27th of Ramadan, I cried the whole night asking the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to bless me with his vision. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in the early morning, the door of mercy opened for me when I had a dream in which I found myself in a masjid, where an announcement was made, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is coming and will lead the salah. After a while, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came accompanied by the shaykhain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and then I woke up. All I saw was just a glance and then his blessed face disappeared, filling my heart with grief and causing a flood of tears to flow from my eyes. I cried so much that I began to hiccup. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, having had the blessed dream, my love for Dawat-e-Islami, a global, non-political, religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah intensified and I joined Dawat-e-Islami wholeheartedly. I headed for Babul Madina Karachi and joined Jamiatul Madina to enroll in the Dars-e-Nizami course. Presently, I am in my first year and I am trying to serve Dawat-e-Islami as a qafila responsible in our area. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself through a punctual travel in the Madani qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madani in'amat booklet daily was practicing Fikr-e-Madina and submit it to the Zimidar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in Aramat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in Aramat and travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.